6:43 now, 1320 WILS. So let's talk about what's happening in the world of dating, because online dating is bigger than ever. Yet a new survey of millennials say that 22% are more likely to think that technology has made finding love more difficult. Donna Arp Weitzman is with us. She is a dating and relationship expert, the author of Cinderella Has Cellulite and Other Musings from a Last Wife. Donna, great to have you on WILS.
Nice to see you. Nice to talk to you, Michael.
Yeah. Now, are you a last wife?
I am a last wife, I hope. Don't we all hope we are?
And how did you meet your husband? In what dating context was that?
Well, I met my husband in the lobby of a high-rise apartment building, so not online.
But
a lot of my friends now are meeting their friends. Even us older girls and guys are meeting our friends online.
Now, why is it harder to find a real connection if you have so much access online? With Match.com and this Tinder app and so on, what's the problem?
Well, I think the problem is that we have too much access. I was reading that the average person could possibly look at 1 million people online.
So what does that do? When you're looking at 1 million people, what does that do to your, love potential?
Well, I think that we actually get too picky. You know, we get down to the color of the fingernail polish for the girls. You know, does she have the right color fingernail polish? And for the guys, you know, are his sideburns cut correctly? So, you know, a lot of times we don't give it a chance anymore. We just so quickly swipe to the left.
40
them out of our sight.
This Match.com survey of millennials now found 48% were more likely to have slept with someone before going on a first date. How does that work?
I actually just read some statistics that said 97% of all the people getting married now have, in today's world, have had sex before marriage.
Okay. And this is not only before marriage, this is before a first date. Are people over-sexual out there?
Well, it's not taboo as it once was. And so now the world of pickups and hookups and is pretty much accepted, especially by the millennials, and that's not that unusual.
So if you're a conservative person and you're trying to hold out, how's that going to work out for you in today's dating world?
I don't know. It would be interesting. It would certainly be a unique situation.
Yeah. I mean, are you likely to, I mean, are men out there willing to wait for a woman?
I think it's less and less. Earlier times we lived in small towns, we knew everybody, and, you know, you were likely to be found out if you were having sex, and it was greatly taboo with religious overtones.
Yeah.
And in the world today, you know, especially in big cities, you're not likely to run into that person again unless you really want to.
Well, you have
an opportunity.
And for guys, young guys who have, 9, 10 different women on these apps, and they're chatting with them and so on. What's the motivation for them to even consider settling down?
Well, they're getting less and less. Our millennials are older and older. In fact, all of the our population now is older and older getting married. I think it's over 30 now, mm-hmm. Whereas used to just a few years ago it was 22 to 24. So. The marriage age is getting older. Also, now more than 50% of the people in the United States are not married for the first time. And so we're seeing that extended. And I think a lot of it has to do with dating apps, and a lot of it has to do with social mores.
Yeah. Are they having more fun than we did back in the day?
It's hard for me to answer, Michael. I can't put myself in their shoes, but I do tell you there's a lot of angst and anxiousness out there in the dating world right now.
Donna Arp Weitzman, her book, by the way, Cinderella Has Cellulite and Other Musings from a Last Wife. And now, being the last wife, what's the advantage you have in being the last one versus... go ahead.
You're simply the last one, so hopefully you've learned something beforehand, and hopefully he has. Yeah. I do have a brand new book out that came out in November. Uh-huh. It's about dating older, not necessarily remarrying like Cinderella is. It's about dating older. It's called Sex and the Sirens, Tales of a Later Dater.
Okay, well, and that's about dating. Is it, you're like 50 plus, or what do you mean by older?
Yeah, 45 plus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's available, of course, on Amazon and in many bookstores across the United States and in other countries.
And is that, what's it like? Because for young people, I guess, it's more frivolous. But if you're over 45 and you're really serious about dating, do older people tend to be more serious about dating, by the way?
Older people?
Yeah, I mean, are they in there right there trying to get married right away, or?
Yeah, well, I don't know about being married right away. I think they do want a relationship, but it becomes much more complex because older, 45, 40, and older, all of a sudden you have kids probably from an earlier relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're possibly your grandkids. There's friends that you've made all of your life, and all of a sudden those become an issue. Money's an issue, much more so. You don't, you know, have parents helping you out, or you're pretty much on your own, and how do you manage your money, and how do you put your money with each other and fold it in? So it's very complex. That's one reason I wrote Sex and the Siren, Tales of a Later Dater, because it gets very complex with all of the life's baggage, or as I say, life's experiences before you meet the right one.
I mean, is it harder to actually fall in love with someone when you've got all these, all these different dynamics in your life?
I don't know if it's harder to fall in love, but it's harder to stay in love, I think.
Yeah, you just get distracted, or other things come up? Or
lots of stress. Yeah. Lots of stress in older relationships, especially in the 40s and 50s when you're still trying to raise families and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so once you get past that in your 60s and 70s, is there any falling in love that happens there?
Oh, lots of falling in love. Yeah. Falling in love in nursing homes and all kinds of, in retirement centers. And,
as long as... They're not falling in love online, that age group, are they?
Well, they're beginning to. I saw the other day that 40%, 39 to 40% of all people over 65 now are on some kind of dating site.
Oh, incredible.
You know,
look, it's there's no stopping dating. That's just part of what the humans need to do. Hey, Donna Arp Weitzman, the book, well, the website, I should say, where you can find Donna is donnaarpweitzman.com. A prolific author and a dating expert, right?
That's it. Keep dating, keep kissing frogs, and you'll find your prince, and kiss, kiss, kiss.
All right. Hey, Donna, thanks.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you, Michael.